In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Sonos speakers are designed from the inside out for incredibly detailed sound and rich bass, then fine-tuned by Oscar and Grammy-winning producers, mixers, and artists. Go to Sonos.com to learn more.
Hello, listeners. Be advised, this show is an immersive audio experience. Please use caution if you're operating a motor vehicle, as it may seem like sounds are coming from the sides and behind you.
The Left-Right Game is brought to you in this dimension by Sonos. Experience brilliant otherworldly sound with Sonos.
Andrew Sharman?
Can I help you?
I don't know. I think I'm here to talk to you about your daughter. Is that something you would...
I think you may have the wrong house.
Right, well, I hope not. I've come a bit of a way.
Oh, I'm sorry you wasted your journey. No, please, I don't have a daughter.
I don't have to come in. Please.
Please. Step back.
I'm sorry. Sorry, I just... Can we start over? My name's...
I don't care who you are. Leave my home or I will call the police.
No, please. I just need to just talk to you. Mr. Sharman! Fine, you don't have a daughter, but if you did, you would read to her, right? Nonfiction. And you'll say it's because you want to educate her, but actually, you just don't want to do any voices. And the church? On Cason Road? Cason Road. You promised yourself you'd always invite her, but never force her to go, right? Because you never got the choice. And you always wanted to see if you ever had kids, whether they'd... I have the right house. You know I do. Please.
Why have you come here? Honestly.
Honestly, I don't know.
Take your shoes off.
Thank you. You have a lovely home, Mr. Sharman.
Thank you. Just wait here a second. Sweetheart, I'm going upstairs. Do you need anything? She's tired. I hope you understand. Please.
Where are we going?
You're young. Have you... Do you ever walk into another room and you have no idea why you went in?
All the time.
See, it happens to me very rarely. But when it does, it's... always the same room.
This is her room, right? I mean, nothing that she made, presumably, but... Ah! You can see this too, right? I mean, all this stuff, you bought this stuff for her, right? Oh, my God.
There are receipts in the desk drawer. The bed is 10 years old. The picture frame's 17. We put 20 years into this room. 20 years. Then one day, we look at the door, me and my wife, and we can't picture the room that was behind it. The more we try to remember, the worse it...
I'm sorry.
I've done what you're doing now. I've tried. I've been through this room more times than I can count. There are pictures of me in here. I had a reason to be in here. I just... It's gone.
I'm sorry, sir.
Do you remember her? No one's come by asking for her before. Do you?
Yes.
Why you? I worked for 2 decades to pay for everything in this room. My wife spent every day for... Every day. What makes you special?
I don't know.
What was she to you?
We were friends. Mr. Sharman, I don't understand. At the door, if you've been looking for her as well, why were you going to turn me away? Why didn't you want to let me in?
It's all right. I'm here. Penny? Penny, I'm here.
I wasn't sure what to expect from the Sharman household. Maybe they'd remember their daughter. Maybe not. But it's clear I spent so much time thinking about what her absence meant to me, I never truly comprehended what it might mean to them. Mrs. Sharman is gone, almost entirely. Her husband barely holding things together. Their personal histories, the last 2 decades of their lives, are all full of holes. All their sacrifices, all the choices they made for their own child, they were incomprehensible now. Bereft of the person who made it all make sense.
Thank you for taking the time, Mr. Sharman.
Of course. Travel safe. What was her name?
Alice. It was Alice.
Oh. So I lost. Thank you for, I'm glad you came by. If you can't find her, please, don't come back here again.
I returned to London that night. By the time I arrived back at my flat, I'm tired, about 100 pounds poorer from the trip. That should matter to me, but it was a small price to pay. Not only for the confirmation that Alice was once among us, but also the sense of resolution I received from meeting the Sharmans. In my darker moments, my periods of true self-doubt, I wondered if Alice even wanted to be found. If she'd simply left. But now I know. She'd never do that to us. Not if she knew what she'd be leaving behind.
Where have you been?
From American Stories, I'm Alice Sharman. Thank you for joining us. fall to the forest feels slow, peaceful. As I stare at the sky and tilt passively towards the oncoming hill, I almost feel like it's going to last forever. It doesn't.
To find a radio. Where is your car, Blue Jay? Okay, it's not too far. Straight sprint. Lots of cover. Perpendicular to the... So it'll be fine. Check. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Piece of cake. Where did she... Bristol to Lilith. I got Blue Jay's radio out of her car. We should have the only two left. This is... Bristol to Lilith. Lilith? Can you hear me? Jed? Are you there? Jen, are you okay? Are you safe?
Yeah, I'm okay. I thought you were... I ran into the woods. What happened to you?
I went the other way.
What? Down that cliff? Are you fucking crazy?
Maybe. But we wouldn't be talking right now if I hadn't, so... I'm gonna call that a win.
No, it's so good to... Wait, if you left Blue Jay, did she take the truck?
Not unless she knows how to hotwire it.
Wait, you have the keys? Oh, she's gotta be so fucking angry right now.
Yeah, I got that impression.
Well, I made it to a clearing in the woods. It's straight on from the truck, or I at least hope it is. Still haven't seen that child thing anywhere.
Well, it's a big forest. Maybe it's gone. Can you stay near the clearing?
Yeah, I can keep hidden nearby. What are you gonna do?
I'm going to make my way to you, and then we're gonna get Blue Jay out of the truck.
How?
Yeah, I'm still working on that.
I'll follow the road back uphill, and you're a straight line from the truck, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, I'll find you. Keep your volume down, but stay in touch.
Okay, will do. And I'm glad you're all right, Alice. Good luck.
Yeah, you too, Jen. Hey, Jen, I'm coming up to the truck. I'm not sure, but I don't think Blue Jay's around here anymore. If she's gone after me, then we might have an opening. Get ready to make your way back when you... No. Rob? I'm okay. Is Blue Jay here? No, he wouldn't have called me over if she was. Do you know where she went?
No.
We're getting Lilith back, okay? We'll take the truck home and we'll get you help.
Radio.
Radio? What, the CB fixture in the... Bristol to all cars. She was listening through the truck speakers. Rob, how much did she hear? Rob. Oh, please, no, don't. Lilith, you need to get back here. Blue Jay heard us. She knows about the clearing. She knows where you are. Get yourself back here, okay? Lilith, can you hear me?
Bring me the keys, Bristol.
Blue Jay, where's Lilith?
She's here.
Let me speak to her.
What? No, you don't get to plan, Alice. You don't get to confer. You get to bring me the key to Rob's car, and then you get to walk yourselves back home. You can talk to her then, plenty.
Blue Jay, this is... We are not your enemy, Denise. Okay? Please. Please. You just have to...
Believe you? What are you going to say? You think they'll ever believe a word you say? Here's the truth, Bristol. You have one job, one choice. Save her or don't. And if you try to pull anything, I'll make that choice for you. Now, do you believe that?
Fine. I'm on my way.
Good. You need to remember, Alice, I didn't want any of this. You brought me here.
Rob, I need to borrow your knife, okay?
What is...
Something we'll talk about later. I'm leaving you the med kit. Make a start if you can. I'll patch you up properly when I come back, okay?
Bristol.
You know, this is only meant to be a 15-minute segment. I don't know how I'm gonna cut it down.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
You're late.
Can you point the torch down a bit? It's a little bright.
Oh, no. No, I'm not giving you a fucking inch if you step out of the light for even a second. Hey! Stop walking! Stop walking!
Okay.
Back up!
Okay.
Back up! Stay in...
Okay.
The torch stays on you. The gun stays on her. If you move in any way I don't like...
Lilith, are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
No, she's not. She's not okay, Bristol. She's gonna die unless you do exactly as I told you.
Plute, she's unarmed. She's on her knees. She doesn't mean you any harm.
You're such a fucking liar.
Blue Jay...
No, you're a fucking liar! You both are! You both did this! You did all of this! You see where it gets you?
OJ, it wasn't us, it was...
Don't! You know what you're doing!
It's real, Blue Jay.
It's not real, and you know it. Admit it! Admit it!
Okay. Blue Jay... You're right. It's a lie, all of it. It was me and Rob, but it wasn't Lilith. She was as in the dark as you. She isn't part of any of it. Look, I'll give you the keys. I'll walk home. I'll take what I deserve. But I'm asking you, take her home. Take her to the police station as soon as you're back. Check her story, whatever you want, but just take her home. Okay?
No. I'm going to put the flashlight down. You're going to throw me the keys. If you step out of the light, if you try anything at all, I will kill her first. And at this distance, I'll have reloaded well before you reach me. Understand?
Fine. I have them in my bag, okay? Just let me...
Hey! Hands where I can see them.
Okay. Here. Ah! No! Jen!
Got me. She distracts me, you.
No, she was scared. Oh my God, Blue Jay.
No, I told you, Bristol, no more tricks. You can't run from this anymore, Bristol. You brought this on yourself. You did this with your lies and your tricks and your goddamn fucking games. Well, I'm not playing any fucking games anymore. You keep lying until the end. Everything you've done, everything you are, you fucking monster. I can put a bullet in your skull and I won't feel a fucking thing.
You know what, Blue Jay? I believe you.
right. Oh.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, Alice. Was that the...
Yeah, it was. Some of it. I cut it down a little.
How did you know she would take your bag?
Well, she certainly wasn't going to let me open it.
I guess she was right. You are pretty sneaky.
Jen,
I picked this up for you.
The torch.
Flashlight. You'll need it to find your way back.
Thank you. Try to stay awake, yeah? Try to stay awake. You're going to be all right, okay? Just, we'll stop the bleeding. We'll get you patched up. Back to the truck. We've got Roswell in the spring. There's a lot.
Alice.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I wish we could have been friends for longer.
No. Jen, please. Please. Sleeping, jeez. No, please don't cry. She's fine. She's sleeping. She's okay. She's okay. It's okay. Please. No. Stay back. Stay back. Please. Please don't make me use this. Please. No. Work. 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 Rob, please, if you're up, if you can, I'm in a clearing in the... I need you. I need you to come and get me, please. Please. Rob, please. My arm. Is anyone there? It's okay. I'm
coming to you. I'm coming to you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. Stop the bleeding. That'll do. That'll do. It's all right. There's something to be said for inertia. But I suppose I would think that. Starting to think that's all I am. A stubborn mass of blind momentum pushed along by an increasingly weak collection of forces. Fear, pain, my desperate need to put everything as far behind me as possible. These are the things that prop me up, that press me forward on my impossible walk to the truck. As I place one foot painstakingly in front of the other, I can feel everything starting to fade. The ringing in my ears dulled, my vision blurring into nothingness. Soon, I can't even feel the pain. The fear grows dull. The things that keep me going are starting to fade away. Until they're almost gone. Until...
Is that you? Hello? What are you? Please. Please. No, wait. Please, can you help me? I'm not going to... No. No, please don't go. I need you. Oh, my God. I know you. That's what you saw.
What was I saying? That's right. The things that keep me going. Falling away, pain, fear, until eventually there's only one thing left. The only thing that really takes me anywhere. The figure I saw in the tree. It sounded like television static, looked like it too. I reached out for it, but it screamed. Left as quickly as it came. I think I know who it was. I think I know why it was so afraid of me. I have answers. And I have questions. But that's all I have, with no strength left to fight with. And no amount of resolve can raise me back to my feet. All I can do is lie against the cold ground as my senses start to die away one by one. The last thing to die is that one solitary revelation, a single thought that I try to hold aloft from the all-consuming fog that's closing around me. A memory. from my first interview with Rob J. Guthard, the day we met. The day he told me about his long and meandering life. Japan, Hiroji, Aokigahara, and the strange phenomenon he saw which sparked his obsession with the supernatural. The singular event that started him down the road to the left-right game, that led his excursion, the moment that brought us here. I think I just witnessed that moment, participated in it, from the other side. I saw Rob in these woods. And all those decades ago, he saw.
The Left-Right Game stars Tessa Thompson as Alice, Amel Amin as Tom, W. Earl Brown as Rob, Colleen Camp as Blue Jay, Inanna Sarkis as Lilith, Jane Wall as Mom, and Glenn Plummer as Mr. Sharman. Created and written by Jack Anderson. Directed by Emma Tammy. Produced by Q-Code, Automatic, and Tessa Thompson. Production executive, Tess Ryan. Recorded by Alvin Wee and Jorel Corpus. Edited by Ryan Walsh. Sound design and mixed by Matt Yoakum. Sound effects editing by Ryan Sullivan. Sound design consulting by Will Files. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Talent coordinator, Shay Donovan. Special thanks to Joaquin Artrich. The Left-Right Game is a Q-Code production.
Experience brilliant, room-filling sound with Sonos. Expand your audioverse at sonos.com.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.
Sonos speakers are designed from the inside out for incredibly detailed sound and rich bass, then fine-tuned by Oscar and Grammy-winning producers, mixers, and artists. Go to Sonos.com to learn more.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard. So come play pretend with us.